Steering principles required for successfully backing your CMV. Backing a CMV is a challenging maneuver that requires a good understanding of steering principles and precise control of the vehicle. Successfully backing a tractor trailer involves the following key steering principles: direct and progressive steering. The first and most important principle is to steer in the direction you want the rear of the trailer to go. This means if you want to move the rear of the trailer to the right, you should turn the steering wheel to the right. The steering should be direct, meaning that small steering inputs result in small changes in the trailer's direction, and large inputs result in larger changes. Be progressive with your steering adjustments and avoid oversteering, which can lead to jackknifing. Use of mirrors and reference points. Utilize your mirrors extensively to monitor the position and movement of the trailer. Adjust your mirrors to provide the best possible view of the trailer's path. Select reference points such as objects on the ground or lines on the pavement to help you gauge the trailer's position and alignment. Reference points can assist in making precise steering adjustments. Go slow and steady. Backing a trailer requires a slow and controlled pace. Reducing your speed allows for more time to react to the trailer's movements and make steering corrections as needed. Avoid abrupt steering inputs or rapid changes in direction, as they can lead to loss of control. Steer to the left to correct to the right and vice versa. Sometimes, to correct the trailer's path, you might need to steer in the opposite direction of where you ultimately want the trailer to go. This can help align the trailer with the desired path. For example, if the rear of the trailer is veering to the right, you might need to steer left briefly to bring it back in line. Jackknife prevention. Preventing a jackknife is critical. A jackknife occurs when the tractor and trailer fold at an acute angle, potentially causing a collision or rollover. Always keep an eye on the trailer's angle to the tractor. If you notice the angle becoming too sharp, correct it immediately by steering in the direction that will bring the trailer back in line with the tractor. Avoid tight spots and obstacles. When possible, choose backing paths that provide adequate space and minimize the need for extreme steering maneuvers. Watch out for obstacles such as curbs, other vehicles, and structures, and avoid colliding with them during the backing process. Practice and experience. The more you practice and gain experience with backing maneuvers, the more comfortable and proficient you'll become. Develop a sense of how the trailer responds to steering inputs and how different reference points affect your control. Use a spotter. When available, use a spotter to guide you during backing maneuvers. Good communication between the driver and spotter is essential for safe and precise backing. Backing a tractor trailer successfully is a skill that takes time and practice to master. By applying these steering principles and being patient and attentive, you can improve your ability to navigate tight spaces, loading docks, and other challenging backing situations with confidence and precision. General guidelines to staying safe while backing your CMV. Staying safe while backing a CMV is crucial to avoid accidents and collisions. Backing maneuvers can be challenging due to limited visibility, the size of the vehicle, and potential blind spots. Here are some general guidelines to help you stay safe while backing your tractor trailer. Use your mirrors. Rely on your mirrors to monitor the path and alignment of the trailer. Adjust your mirrors to provide the best possible view of the trailer's movements. Be aware of potential blind spots and adjust your mirrors to minimize them. Get out and look. GOAL. Before starting a backing maneuver, always get out of the cab and inspect the area behind and around your truck. Look for obstacles, pedestrians, and other vehicles. Make sure the path is clear. Use a spotter. Whenever possible, use a spotter to guide you during backing maneuvers. Effective communication with your spotter is crucial. The spotter should have a clear view of your truck and the area you are backing into. Sound your horn. Use your horn to alert anyone in the vicinity before beginning a backing maneuver. Honk the horn intermittently. If you need to continue backing or change direction, check your tandems. Ensure that the trailer tandems are properly aligned and that you have enough clearance to avoid obstacles and curbs. Go slow and steady. Back up at a slow and controlled pace. This allows you to have more time to react to any unexpected obstacles or issues. Avoid rapid or sudden movements. Avoid distractions. While backing, focus solely on the maneuver. Avoid distractions such as using a cell phone, changing the radio, or engaging in conversation. Keep your full attention on the task. Plan your path. Before you start backing, have a clear plan in mind for the path you need to follow. Anticipate the movements you'll need to make and use reference points or lines on the pavement to guide you. Jackknife prevention. Be vigilant about the angle between the tractor and the trailer. A sharp angle can lead to a jackknife situation. Correct the angle as needed to prevent a jackknife. Watch for other vehicles. Continuously check for other vehicles, pedestrians, or obstructions in the area. Be cautious of drivers who might not realize you are backing up and could enter your path. Know when to stop. If at any point you lose sight of your path, can't see your spotter, or feel uncertain about the safety of the maneuver, stop and reassess the situation. It's better to stop and try again than to proceed recklessly. Be patient. Backing can be time-consuming, but it's essential to be patient and take your time to ensure safety. Rushing can lead to mistakes and accidents. Follow company policies. Adhere to your company's specific policies and procedures for backing maneuvers. Different companies may have specific guidelines and practices in place. Remember that backing a tractor trailer is a skill that improves with practice. Continue to refine your backing skills and always prioritize safety to prevent accidents and damage to your vehicle. Appropriate backing maneuver to use based on the situation in a CMV. The appropriate backing maneuver to use depends on the specific situation and the space available. Different situations call for different techniques to safely and effectively maneuver the truck and trailer. Here are common backing maneuvers based on different scenarios. Straight line backing situation. This is the simplest and most common backing maneuver. It's used when you need to back the tractor trailer straight into a parking spot or loading dock. Procedure. Align the tractor and trailer in a straight line with the intended parking spot or dock. Use your mirrors and reference points to monitor the trailer's alignment and back up in a straight line. Offset backing, side or blindside situation. When the desired parking spot or loading dock is not directly in front of your truck and requires a slight angle to reach, you'll use offset backing procedure. Position your tractor and trailer at an angle to the desired spot, making sure there's enough room for the trailer to clear any obstacles. Back up while steering in the direction that brings the trailer's rear toward the spot. Parallel or dock backing situation. This maneuver is used when you need to back the tractor trailer into a parallel parking spot or dock between two other vehicles or structures. Procedure. Align your tractor and trailer parallel to the parking spot or dock, leaving some space on either side. Back up while steering in the direction that keeps the trailer aligned with the space, adjusting as necessary to avoid collisions. Conventional or serpentine backing situation. Conventional backing is useful when you have limited space to maneuver, such as in a crowded parking lot. It involves a series of forward and backward movements to position the trailer. Procedure. Begin by pulling forward to create space for your trailer to angle in the desired direction. Then back up, steering in the opposite direction to angle the trailer. Alternate between forward and backward movements to position the trailer as needed. Blindside backing situation. Blindside backing is used when you need to back the trailer into a spot on the side of the truck where visibility is limited or non-existent. Procedure. This maneuver requires extra caution. Position your tractor and trailer for the blindside backing situation and use a spotter if available. Use your mirrors and reference points to guide your movements. Tandem or alley docking. Situation. Tandem docking is used when you need to back into an alley between two structures to access a loading dock. Procedure. Position your tractor and trailer at the entrance of the alley, allowing enough space for your trailer to fit. Begin the backing maneuver. Steering is necessary to navigate the alley and align the trailer with the loading dock. 90-degree docking situation. This is a common maneuver when backing into a perpendicular loading dock. Procedure: approach the dock, and when your trailer is at a slight angle, begin your backing maneuver, steering to align the trailer with the dock. Make precise adjustments to position the trailer accurately for docking. Parallel or curbside backing situation. This is similar to parallel docking, but is used when parking along a roadside curb. Procedure: align your tractor and trailer parallel to the curb, making sure there's enough clearance from the curb and other vehicles. Back up, steering as necessary to position the trailer close to the curb. Always prioritize safety when performing backing maneuvers. Use your mirrors, reference points, and, when available, a spotter to guide you. If you encounter difficulties or have limited visibility, it's essential to stop, reassess the situation, and make corrections as needed to avoid accidents or damage. Additional precautions to take when backing in parking lots and loading dock areas. Backing in parking lots and loading dock areas requires extra precautions due to the presence of pedestrians, other vehicles, tight spaces, and potential blind spots. Here are additional precautions to take when backing in these areas. Use a spotter. Whenever possible, have a spotter guide you during the backing maneuver. Effective communication with your spotter is crucial to ensure safety and accuracy. Sound your horn. Before starting any backing maneuver in these areas, use your horn to alert pedestrians and other drivers. Continue to use the horn intermittently to make your presence known. Maintain eye contact. Make eye contact with pedestrians and other drivers when possible. Ensure they are aware of your intentions and are not moving into your path. Check for pedestrians. Walk around your truck and trailer before beginning the backing maneuver to check for pedestrians who may be in your blind spots. Watch for vehicles. Keep an eye out for other vehicles that may be entering the area or moving around the parking lot or loading dock. Check your mirrors frequently for any approaching traffic. Be aware of cross traffic. Pay attention to cross traffic and vehicles approaching your path. Look in both directions to ensure there are no vehicles about to cross your path while backing. Use flashers and hazards. Activate your hazard lights and flashers when you start a backing maneuver to signal to others that you are in the process of backing. Avoid high traffic times. If possible, schedule your backing maneuvers during low traffic times in parking lots and loading docks to reduce the chances of encountering pedestrians and vehicles. Stay within markings. When backing into designated parking spaces or loading docks, make sure to stay within the marked boundaries. This helps you avoid obstacles and maintain a safe distance from structures and other vehicles. Check the dock. Before backing into a loading dock, inspect the dock's condition. Make sure it can safely support your trailer's weight. Look for potential obstructions or hazards inside the dock area. Limit distractions. While backing, avoid distractions such as using a cell phone, eating, or adjusting the radio. Stay focused on the backing maneuver. Continuous communication. Communicate with your spotter, if available, and any other personnel on the ground during the entire backing process. Ensure they are aware of your intentions. Exit plan. Always have an exit plan in mind. Know how you will leave the area after completing the backing maneuver. Ensure it is safe and clear of obstacles and other vehicles. Use caution around loading docks. When backing into loading docks, approach them slowly and carefully. Dock areas can be congested with other vehicles, equipment, and personnel. Beware of blind spots. Be aware of your truck's blind spots. Regularly check your mirrors and move your head to check for obstructions, particularly near the front of the trailer. Remember that safety is the top priority when backing in parking lots and loading dock areas. Taking these additional precautions can help minimize the risk of accidents, collisions, and injuries in these often congested and challenging environments.